Hi everyone, Sameman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Mr. Yoshi. And here's what he has to say. Hi Mr. Sandman, thank you for your daily dose of red pills. I'm 38 and technically never had a real girlfriend. Some people, my family and friends from time to time ask me if I'm not straight. It is just that I am extremely careful about getting involved with women. The first so-called girlfriend I had was a classmate in high school. She moved to another state right after high school graduation, so we never got to hold hands. A few years later, she got pregnant with a man and had to marry him, then divorced him shortly thereafter. There was another girl after that whom I was interested in. She, however, emphatically stated that she was not interested in relationships. Then out of nowhere, she sent me a text saying she's going to get married in 3 months. I was shocked. Where did this guy come from? Yet again after that, another girl I was hanging out with suddenly announced she was getting married because she got pregnant. The idea of girls sleeping around before marriage was foreign to me, until those incidents. That's the reason why I'm single. I also feel that girls have such high demands that either I metaphorically grovel at their feet, or forget about it. Last year, a friend of mine, a really good, caring, honest, and family-oriented guy, someone I wouldn't mind introducing to my sister if I had one, told me his girlfriend cheated on him. He got home from work one day and found his girlfriend in bed with a younger guy. My friend had to break up with her. A few months after that, he found another girl. This new girl had a son, no father, but the creepy thing was, he eventually found out that there was actually male clothing in her room. There was a guy in her life, and she never told him about it. So my friend broke up with her too. At this point in my life, I don't know if I'll ever get married, which is a bit concerning to me, because honestly, growing up, I've always imagined that there must be a natural order of things for males and females to come together and raise families. Warm regards, Mr. Yoshi. Well, Yoshi, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I'll get to it in just a moment. But first, a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW's Guide to Retiring on 200K in Southeast Asia. Luca Vendetti is the author. He left the West, taking his savings with him and achieving his goal of retirement at the age of 33. The book shows you how you can easily do the same and easily create a passive monthly income covering your expenses in Southeast Asia. It's a great book for someone like Venshin MGTOW. Instead of heading to Asia and feeling overwhelmed, he could have read this and known a little bit more about what he was getting himself into. Maybe you as a man were meant to be drinking dirty martinis on the beach, taking Polaroids of ladyboys, if that's what you're into. What have you actually got to lose except your slavery to the corporate veal fattening pens? Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in 4 formats. PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Anyways, now back to the I never kissed a girl and I feel fine virgin incel show. I'm not saying that mockingly, Yoshi. That one woman that told you that she wasn't interested in relationships just meant she wasn't interested in relationships with you. She was basically saying it's not you, it's me. I'm an independent woman, so please get away from me. The guy she got engaged to only 3 months later, odds are she was already seeing him at the time you asked her out, and she was worried that if she told you that, then you'd get pissed off or become violent. You're right that these days more and more women have very high demands, and demand that you kiss their ass. But even that's not a guarantee that you'll get sex, love, and reproduction from them. I feel bad for you because you were never given the choice to go your own way from women. Instead, you've been an incel your entire life, because you've never had a girlfriend. Just imagine if you were like your friend, one of those lucky guys that got to have sex and relationships, only to come home from work to find your girl in bed with a younger squirrel busting his nuts in her. Only to date a single mother that kept the clothes of the man she recently slept with in her drawers, for the next guy to find. She's too lazy to have gotten rid of them. She kicked him out before he could have taken them back, or there are naked guys piling up in the basement freezer, and your friend is next. Because, of course, she's one of those serial killer feminists that they told you about in gender studies class. She, of course, was just seeing another guy at the same time that she conveniently forgot to mention. At least your friend had the self-esteem to break up with that slutty single mother. You're worried about getting married at the age of 38, when you haven't even kissed a girl. Maybe find a nice working girl and butter up her tonsils before your erection starts to malfunction. Otherwise, you might have some serious regrets about this later in life. You know that Sir Isaac Newton cried out that he was a virgin on his deathbed. You need to understand the gravity of your situation and don't want to turn into that guy one day. 50 to 100 years ago, you would have most likely been married to some chubby chick with a wonky eye that would say her prayers and play with your one-eyed willy. But that traditional early to mid-20th century girl is gone, and in her place is the fairy tale evil stepmother. Besides, if you're not married by the time you're 40, then your chances of getting married at that point are somewhere around 10%. Is that because men over 40 have figured out women and don't want to get married? Or is it because they are undesirable at that point and women don't want them? For the next part of this video, I want to talk about something which I realized a few days ago, which is now a big part of my red pill journey. I realized that we're in a situation where we have two different competing sets of technology that benefit one sex in our species while simultaneously hurting the other. It's a race to see which comes out first, artificial wombs or artificial intelligence, and lover bots versus fully autonomous manufacturing robots. If AI and robotics replaces men, but it doesn't replace women, we men will be in a world of pain. We'll become obsolete in the eyes of the opposite sex, and therefore it's easy to justify all kinds of cruelty for us and call us useless eaters. I think everyone knows where I'm going with that one. On the other hand, if love robots show up, and men don't need real-life women for sex, and we use technology for reproduction, there'll be a horrible backlash against women, when it's revealed that the land whale emperor riding around on her rascal has no clothes, covering her fanny pack belly in fupa folds. Women understand this, and that's why they have feminists out there trying to ban sex robots and dolls. Meanwhile, men are rushing to construct an artificial brain that will make our brains obsolete. But which side will win first? The men that are blue-pilled simps building AI that will replace men, or the red-pilled men that build lover bots? That'll determine the future of the human race. Technology is already doing a number on men's sexual marketplace value. I wonder if Mr. Yoshi has seen his ability to get a relationship or wife at least somewhat influenced by dating apps and sites. Obviously, we've already seen what that looks like as dating apps replace most of the men out there and concentrate the cooch into fewer and fewer well-moisturized GigaChad hands. I've been trying to profit off of the overpriced pussy by buying Match Group stock, and I'm up. But just remember, that's not financial advice, even though the company has been growing rapidly as our economy is becoming digitized. Plus, I don't think that trade is anywhere nearly as crowded as the trade for Tesla, Google, or Amazon are. Mr. Yoshi, maybe that's an investment you can look into. Just because you don't have a girlfriend doesn't mean you can't profit off of people like your friend going out there and trying to find one. I've said before that by 2030, I'm predicting that 50% of the male population will be incels. If that's the truth, then we face an incel nation situation. Then that's a lot of thirsty man-meat out there willing to pay for power-ups on dating apps so they can increase their chances of winning at the single mother slot C machine. Most guys never thought that they would get middle-aged and never have a girlfriend, because they look like Tim Pool without a beanie on his head. They thought they'd be as wealthy as he is someday, and that women would be throwing themselves at him. Apparently Tim Pool doesn't have kids because of feminism, and because women don't like him because they believe in gender equality. He's also looking for a wife like you, Mr. Yoshi, and he can't find one. Even the girl he works with on his show has said numerous times on Twitter that she's not with him. I think her name is Lydia. He has very high standards, and it doesn't seem like there are a lot of women out there that want to be with a man that works 26 hours a day, while she sits at home taking care of his beanie babies. They don't want to live in the It seems they don't want to live the 1950s housewife dream, because if they did, then all the other women around them would criticize and shame them. He wants a high-status female and probably believes that his success should actually, in theory, attract one to him. But I'm predicting that he's going to go his own way at some point. I'm still waiting for guys like Dave Cullen from Computing It Forever to find their perfect Irish bride. I told him many times that he's going to end up going his own way too in the end, and be single for the rest of his life. Rational men tend to stay away from irrational women. And last time I checked, the supply of rational women in society is as well stocked as the Soviet grocery stores were. Mr. Yoshi, part of me envies that you're part of Incel Nation, that you were never tempted for a second trip through a velvet vagina. I'm glad you don't know what you're missing, but another part of me is sad for you because you'll never know the good and bad things about falling in love. How wonderful that hoochie mama heroin really makes you feel, and how great it is to savor your freedom from it after you go your own way. As I get older, I don't get pleasure from hedonistic things anymore. Instead, I get pleasure from merely the absence of pain, emotional pain or physical pain. So look on the bright side, Yoshi. They say that smart people learn from their mistakes, and that wise people learn from the mistakes of others. That seems to be what you're doing after hearing experiences with your friend and what he had to do with women. But I don't think you told me that story to justify that you're lucky enough not to have been caught and chased by any bad women, and also to justify to yourself that women in relationships are not worth it, after seeing all those bad female behaviors through your friend. But I suspect the real reason you shared that with me is because you want me to either validate that you've made the right decision to stay away from women if they gave you attention and wanted to be with you. But the thing about wisdom, though, is it's not as simple as learning about the mistakes of others. True wisdom comes from experiencing things in life and experiencing both the bitter and sweet parts of such experiences. I know by my logic everyone should take heroin so they know how a heroin addict feels. However, unlike such artificial drugs, our bodies are designed to fall in love with the love drug, which is natural. Falling in love and having relationships are great things and biologically and culturally sanctioned drugs because they help repopulate the planet. Having access to that funhouse in your pants and turning it down because of the harmful effects it has on other parts of your life is true wisdom. The number of incels will continue to grow everywhere, and populations will decline. I'm betting that governments will punish men for not settling down and having children, even though it's women that are the ones that don't want to give them a chance. How long before that boils over and the state starts to tell women that they should be settling down with someone or using a sperm bank? I doubt that's going to happen, so men will be blamed as the world depopulates. Miraculous reproductive technologies are our only hope at this point, to avert the mouse utopia experiment reaching completion in human societies. The best mouse to be in that world would be one of the beautiful ones, those that looked after themselves and stayed well away from the chaos that the rest of society faced. What's the point of reproducing when society is going to chew you up and spit you out, and you have to watch your offspring suffer as a result? Tim Pool said he didn't want a relationship and kids because of feminism. Looks to me like he's one of the beautiful ones too, even with his beanie off. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mr. Yoshi for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Yoshi's friends' girlfriends keep getting smashed by guys named Mario and Luigi that take her for a ride like Yoshi. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Gab, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the society where 50% of all men are incels and only 10 years away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.